in response to voting, is there no value in working to abolish a system while participating to minimize the immediate damage it does at the same time? And then someone else asked, if we avoid voting because no candidate represents the left, how can we also avoid enabling the rise of the worst of the right?
I think it was Emma Goldman who used to say, if voting would lead toward fundamental transformation, it would be illegal. So we're not against reform. We fight for reform. We're not seduced by the illusions of reform. That's all. Is that a characterization what you were talking about?
Yeah, but I think there's another yes, but I also think there's another point here, which is the logic of the vote of voting forgets one very basic fact. That in any kind of profound social change that's come about, it didn't come about by people playing by the rules and going along with the way things are. It went by people stepping outside of the way things are and refusing to go along with the rules. If you think about, for example, even some of the gains of the civil rights movement, the way things were in the South was, it wasn't just something people, white people didn't want. That black people could go to a restaurant, it was against the law.
That's right.
The law said that you had to have segregation. So if you were gonna change that, you couldn't say, we have to abide by the law. You have to say, this law is an unjust law. We have to step outside and oppose that. And if you think about any kind of basic change that's been brought about, it's always happened. See, people say, for example, now, I got to call his name, Michael Eric Dyson, in the last presidential election said, well, if you don't vote, then you aren't in the game. The championship is the San Antonio Spurs and the Miami Heat. If you don't support one of those two teams, then you don't have it. You're not involved. You don't have a dog in the fight. The problem is if the choices that they're giving us are the only way you can play the game, then that ought to tell us that we don't need to be playing this game. See, that's the first thing. And what we need to do, like people have always done whenever they've changed anything in any kind of fundamental way, is to step outside of the rules.